This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. Hey, a good Tuesday afternoon. It's 12 noon on the East Coast, and it's first cup of coffee, your second cup of coffee out on the West. It's Carm Capriotto. It's Aftermarket Weekly. And if you saw that graphic, this is going to be a family event. Isn't that the coolest? It's only been like 7 years in. Of course, Tracy's been with me for a year now, but we corralled son Matt. Let's see Matt and Tracy up on here. We corralled Matt to come on the show because, you know, we're talking education. And this show is all about putting our money where our mouth is and getting out and walking into a high school and saying, hi, can we work together? We'd love to have either an intern or, you know, someone to shadow us at our shop. So Tracy, thanks for being behind the camera, because we're going to show a great video coming up.
We had a great, great time. And honestly, Matt, it was awesome being able to come to your school, see what you do, meet all the teachers, the staff, the students. As adults, you don't really get to go hang out at your sibling's workplace. And I mean, Dad and I could have spent all day there. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, the pleasure was ours. We appreciated it, the experience you provided and giving you a little insight into our world. And it's pretty amazing to think that our fields have converged.
This is so cool.
This is Dad's dream.
Yeah, it is. It is my dream. Thank you for saying that, Tracy. We hooked up with Matt. We said, hey, listen, you guys are doing the big picture thing. And you're working with Dan Hansel from Amton over in Tonawanda, as far as you've had one person over to kind of look at a shadowing opportunity and hang out with Dan. And that's all it really takes, is just one shop to break the ice. But we had, Trace, you are so right. We had so much fun. And you're going to see a video of some interviews that we did with students and instructors, teachers, Matt's peers. Matt is a counselor at the Sweet Home Ready Academy. This is an important episode, and I hope it hits your heart as much as it did mine. And I hope it also motivates you to do what we've been asking you to do. Go knock on a door. I got to call the school. What's the phone number? Can't figure it out. Look in the yellow pages. Look online. Just knock on the door like we are going to show you how to do. So, Matt, thank you so much for setting this up for us. So appreciate Dorman so much for their support. And let's get a great word from Dorman.
The aftermarket is filled with companies that make replacement parts, but few invest in design, engineering, manufacturing, programming, and testing like Dorman. They are home to hundreds of mechanical, electrical, and manufacturing engineers spread out all across the globe who ensure every part that is produced meets rigorous industry standards for performance. To do this, Dorman utilizes cutting-edge technology and equipment to test fit, form, and functionality of all their parts. Some of these tests include rapid prototyping 3D models for fitment checks, tolerance testing on both mechanical and electronic components through salt fog and thermal heat and pressure testing. Dorman drives their dedication to their engineering by including their in-house programmers who write and test new software solutions. Solving for a problem is what powers the innovation engine at Dorman. Dorman invests in these OE innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. Hey, to learn more about Dorman's engineering process, visit dormanproducts.com/tour.
Hey, thanks again, Dorman. A couple of pointers I'd like to make. It's our 100th episode for Aftermarket Weekly. I need to thank Tom Hamm 100 weeks ago, who came to me with this idea. And actually, him and I co-hosted the show, I don't know, maybe for 12 or 14 weeks. And then he called me up and he says, I have COVID, I'm too busy, so go it alone. So I did. And then we've changed the format over time. And Tracy, I think you all know Tracy's been with me for about a year now. And we just love to brainstorm, right, Trace? And one of the things was the word field trip. If we're out, if we're at a show, we're at a conference,
we're going to take our audio stuff or our video stuff, right? And we're just going to go film some stuff and do field trips. This is our first field trip, our 100th episode, along with my son and daughter on here. So, Matt, thank you so much for inviting us. We want to show you this video. Please invest the time because there's going to be some huge takeaways here. And I don't know, at the end, maybe you want to, you know, communicate with me in social media. Tell me how you felt about the stories you heard. Let's play it.
Hey, you know, I am finally putting my money where my mouth is, and I'm basically saying, we got to get out to the schools, and we got to meet the counselors and the principals about telling the students all about our great industry and getting them involved in shadowing and in interning and ultimately apprenticing. Come on in. So we're at the Sweet Home Ready Academy. Here's the counselor. How are you, sir?
Hello. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Okay, so we broke the code. This is my son, Matt. He's a counselor here at the Sweet Home Ready Academy. And I'm telling you, this is what needs to be done in our industry. We've got to go out. We've got to knock on doors. We've got to meet counselors like Matt. The principal's not here today, but that's absolutely an option. And we had a really warm welcome. You want to meet businesses, right? So, okay, guys. So, son, tell us about the school.
So, we are a big picture program, which is a guiding philosophy, vision that allows students a driver's seat into their education, giving them opportunities in the form of mentoring, shadowing, internships, to give them a taste of, you know, what they could pursue once they leave our doors here when they graduate.
We've done show on Big Picture, everyone, and I've been talking a lot about it. And there's the Big Picture logo, and this school is a participant in it, and I know you're doing a lot of work with them.
It's been a great experience kind of learning the ropes here. My first year at Sweet Home, I was not aware that there were programs like this. So for me, it's been learning, leaning on people that have come before me to kind of guide me along this journey. So excited at what we're providing here. Something innovative, something non-traditional, something that's really going to be meaningful to our population.
And businesses in our community, and it doesn't matter even if it's automotive, because that's what our focus is, need to be involved and understand. Schools need your participation. I think if you walk in and drop the words Big Picture in front of somebody, there's an awful lot. There's thousands of schools in the U.S. that are participating in this program. They're gonna light up.
Yeah, I think that there's a need for this. There's a creativity in what we do and the partnerships that we're creating, the community partnerships. It's such a delicate relationship. There's a frailty in being able to massage and work through and communicate, and it's really integral in the sustainability of our program.
Well, we're going to talk to a couple of teachers here and some students. We just can't wait to share some inner workings of not only what's going on inside of education and how important it is for community and business to be involved, but you're going to get a behind-the-scenes look at how it all works. As promised, Nick Newman, who here's at the school with Matt, and we're going to talk about Big Picture, but your role is to go out and knock on doors and talk to businesses, right?
Yeah, that's my side gig, I call it, because I'm the science teacher at heart. But I got elected as our internship coordinator, for this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, and you just told me, off camera, he says, I got another one today.
Yeah, I just got a new one today from Terra Clay Studios in Kenmore, one of our students who's interested in pottery and clay.
It's beautiful. The automotive piece, you're working with Dan, right?
Yep.
And it is so interesting. In fact, I think I saw a picture. Did I see a picture of your intern over at?
Yeah,
at
no, the, at no the one was there yesterday. Yeah.
So it's working and it's happening, and shops are opening their hearts and their minds to this opportunity. You never know where the seed needs to be planted.
Right. We identify the kids' interests first, and then that's where I take it from there, and we try to find businesses that match it, and then knock on doors, send emails, show up without anybody knowing we're coming, and.
So, Mr. Newman, I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you find a student that would have an interest in automotive? What do you hear from them?
Well, we do a lot of interest in inventories at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And try to identify, like, what they might be interested in. And just, you know, laid-back conversations, getting to know our kids and what they want to do and what their aspirations might be. And then,
so is it 50% you think where they want to go and 50% of they think where they want to go, and then you toss them off these ideas?
Well, this year, since it's the first year of doing it, I kind of just took the reins of, this is what you want to do, let me go find a place. Where traditionally it's more, they identify a place for me to go to.
Okay.
But, you know, with it all being new, you know, this year, it's starting to get that way.
Businesses in the area that come in and say, so that you don't have to knock on my door, let me come in and knock on yours?
I actually have proposed that out before. I also run our Twitter account. So I put it out there, anybody interested who want to be a mentor, contact our principal. And we actually had a few email our principal with interest at wanting to be a mentor for one of our students. We actually got one of our internships that way.
All right, so you're hearing it from the inside out. Nick Newman, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
And I know that this time we're spending here at the Sweet Home Ready Academy is really gonna help our industry understand what we need to do.
Yeah.
Hey, I am with Max Steinberg. Hi, Max.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great. I am fine. Max is out doing an internship at another school as a classroom assistant. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Are you having any fun doing that?
Yeah, it's fun. The more I do it, the more responsibility I get.
Ah.
So I'm doing more and more in the classroom.
Well, isn't that great? What grade are you in?
Third. I'm in 10th grade.
You're in 10th
I'm
grade
in third
here.
Third grade class.
In a third grade class. And he just spoke some very realistic, very maturing words, is that the more I'm there, the more responsibility I get. And there's a great life's lesson, right? Here's an interesting fact I learned about Max, is that he has no desire to be a teacher, but you're hanging out being a teacher's aide.
Yeah.
And so why did you choose to do that?
So it started out as a placeholder, and I'm not sure what happened with the other one, so now I guess I'm just still there.
Okay, but it was a placeholder until something else.
Yeah.
And what is something else?
All right, I was supposed to go and shadow a carpenter, but I'm not sure what happened with it.
I also know that he wants to be in construction trades, right? So that's where the word carpenter came up with. And we have this program here in Western New York called BOCES, the Board of Cooperative Education Systems. The school districts get together and send their students to like one common place where automotive is, where construction trades are. And so you're planning in what, your 11th year to go to BOCES for construction?
Yeah.
So think about it. What's it have to do with automotive? Well, there's automotive trades at BOCES. So how better can someone think about going to there if they're not interning or being mentored at your place? Your advisor, Ms. Connors, told me that you're going to build a cabinet for the new kitchen. Oh, by the way, they have a brand new kitchen in this school. Imagine that. So tell me about building the cabinet. Have you started it?
Yeah, it's really far along, and I'm assembling it now.
You are? Is it here on site?
Yeah, it's just on the hall.
Will you show it to me when we're done?
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. Thank you. Besides learning there's more responsibilities, what's another great takeaway?
It gives you some leadership skills and working with other people. It really helps with that.
I am so darn impressed with every one of these interviews and the discovery that I'm making with how much unbelievable credit we need to give to our students and our educators. This is great. Hey, good to meet you. It's great success in everything that you do, Max. I can't tell you how long it's been that I have sat in a student chair like this, but way back when I went to school, I think they were wood. We're having so much fun getting deep inside what's going on. I am with Ms. Connors, teacher and advisor to Nevaeh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. We're going to put Nevaeh on the mic first, and Nevaeh happens to be inside of the Big Picture program, right?
Yes.
Great example. A super example of what's going on to bring our young people into the real world. And if I love what she's doing. She told me that she is working as a teacher to a first grade class over at one of the elementary schools.
Yes.
Are you having a blast?
I am.
And what are you doing?
Well, right now I'm just like trying to get the lesson going and stuff like that. And like learning how to test them with their words and stuff like that. And like just helping around the room when she needs me.
Do you want to be a teacher someday?
I do.
Ah, I do. See, this is perfect. And that's how it works. When, as we were talking earlier with Mr. Newman, trying to find what the kids want to do and try to connect them out into the real world. So how long are you going to be out there helping out?
Probably for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year?
Yeah. Just going to rock it out for the rest of the year.
Are you having any fun?
I am.
You get a chance to leave the school too, right? You're going from this school to another.
Yes.
But you're literally, you have a lot of freedom while you're out there.
I do.
And this lady over here is obviously the reason that she's trusted, right?
She is very trusted. There's a lot of trust. There is. And it's a lot of relationship building. I think one of the things that happens in a big picture program is that the advisor is with the advisees. So Nevaeh is part of my advisory group, and we spend a lot of time together during the day, so we get to know each other really well. And that relationship building and that trust, then Nevaeh takes that out to her internship, and she can use the relationship building skills that she makes here with her mentor out there. So the teacher that she's working with at Glendale, if there's a question, Nevaeh has confidence in herself that she can ask her mentor teacher a question, and she doesn't need to feel shy because her questions are valid because there are questions and concerns that she has.
Ms. Connors, help me understand the mentor's role. I mean, obviously you reached out to someone at Glendale, but all of a sudden we're sending you a student. You've got to spend time with, be it in our industry, a shop owner. They need to understand with the expectations and the relationship.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah. And it's interesting that you bring that up because I actually did a shadow day at a garage with a student in my advisory earlier this year. And that student, Connor, and I went and met with the gentleman, Dan, who ran the garage. Dan gave us an hour and a half tour and talked to us all about the different aspects and how automotive is changing. And we asked lots of questions and it was super interesting. But one of the things that Dan and I then talked about afterwards is, if Connor were to come to him as an intern, what would that look like?
Yeah.
And what were our expectations for Dan as the mentor? What are things that we're looking for? That conversation between Dan and I, which a lot of it took place over email, is huge because we recognize here at Ready Academy that we can't do this without quality people, adults outside of this building who are willing to give of their time. It really requires a lot from a mentor's standpoint to be willing to work with kids and understand where our kids are coming from. I mean, to be honest with you, Nevaeh kicked around the idea of maybe being a teacher at some point, but she also loves music and she loves cooking and she's talked about cosmetology. So there were lots of things, lots of interests that Nevaeh had. And on top of it, there's tons of stuff that Nevaeh doesn't even know that's out there, right? And so offering kids opportunity to get out of here and see different things and talk to different people. We bring in guest speakers who come and talk about their careers that they're working on, and they come and talk about their journey and their path to how they've gotten to where they are now. I mean, our kids, you know, I mean, it's like me. It's like people say, well, why did you know you wanted to become a teacher? I don't know. I don't even know what engineers do. And no one bothered to talk to me about being an engineer when I was growing up. So how do you know you want to do it if you know nothing about it?
I'm so impressed. This whole day so far is going beyond my expectations. We talk about it a lot about guest speakers. I'm putting a challenge out to everyone who's listening, everyone who's in the industry. Please, as we showed you at the beginning video, knock on a door, shake a hand. You may not speak that day, but they'll bring you in on speaker day. And listen, you gotta wanna do this. And I think what you're seeing in this particular show that we're doing is that there's a lot of receptors at this end for us to get, as an industry, to get involved. Thank you so much, Ms. Connors and Nevaeh. Appreciate you being here. Another great interview here with Steve Shepherd. They call you Shep.
Shep or Pops, yes.
Or Pops. Isn't that great? You talk about the casualness of being here in this great academy. I love it. And Katie's over here. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
And Katie is doing an internship on social work at an adjacent building right here on the campus. That is so interesting. You want to help people.
Yeah, I do. My mom is a social worker, so I wanted to go into the field of work that my mom is
into. Well, how many, I mean, you know, how many people follow their moms? People follow their dads a lot, I think, you know, into different jobs. That's great.
Yeah, my mom's my best friend.
Isn't that the coolest thing? I love that. And a great experience that you can take away from your mentorship over there at the other building. Tell any great story you can tell us?
Well, yesterday I actually got, kids actually bought me a keychain and drew me a picture to keep home, and I hung it up on my wall.
They must really respect you.
Yeah.
They probably also like you a lot, too.
Yeah. I've worked with kindergartners and seventh graders.
Wow, how nice. Shep, how do you prepare a student for this?
It really depends on the student. Yeah, it's tough. We don't have a strict preparation protocol for each student. It really is how much that student wants to be involved in what's going on, to what degree that they want to form a relationship with an outside mentor. Yeah. So it really depends on them. And Katie is just one of those people who stepped right up to the plate from day one, was totally willing to jump in feet first, head first, and really just take it on. So we're super proud of her for
doing
that.
Did you see this in Katie?
Oh, yeah. Katie's super smart, as you can probably tell. She's very well-spoken, really great school sense about her, but she also has a good people sense. She's a people person, and that's one of her best qualities, and that's what we're capitalizing on.
And what grade are you?
I'm in ninth grade.
You're in ninth grade. And in ninth grade, could any of you say that, I wasn't that grounded in ninth grade. Were you?
I almost got kicked out of school in
ninth grade. There you go. The point is that there are some superstars in our education system that almost have it figured out.
Well, to some degree, yeah. I think what we're doing here is as close as I've come to what I think education could really be in this country. So, yeah.
Well, there's a big statement. That's why we need to get involved. And by the way, what are you listening to?
I'm listening to Trippy Redd.
Okay, cool. I just checking. I mean, one ear in and one ear out. That's the style?
Yeah, what I usually do.
Or especially at this school, right?
Yeah.
They let you listen. They let you listen, huh?
Yeah. When I used to be in the other high school, I really was not doing good in grades, and I used to have both my headphones in and not pay attention at all.
I wonder why you weren't doing good in school. You were listening to music.
Well, yes, and also the environment, so this is a better fit.
So you jumped over here and you blossomed.
Yeah, I was actually in my, 30s to 40s GPA, and now I'm in the 90s to 100.
Darn, ain't that cool? What great takeaways we have done here at the Academy. And look at these are great stories. Please be inspired by them. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Katie.
Absolutely.
So I got to tell you, I don't know, Matt, that was, committed educators, right? If you can't use this video to inspire yourself to get out of your comfort zone and knock on a school, even if they don't shadow at your shop, meet some of these great educators and these students. Something good going on there, Matt. You know, I was so impressed with the commitment of all of the educators. I was, you know, and every time I watched that video, it really inspires me. So, you know, we were talking about Dan Hansel from AMTON about going over. And, you know, Dan, if he finds an intern or not, he's going to be committed to this. And if we can, throughout the entire worldwide network that people listen to this, you know, how many shows have we done about apprentices and about interns? And what did we always say? It starts in middle school. And if we're not involved in education, like, Matt, thank you so much for allowing us to get there to meet all these great educators and to hang out with the students. It was inspiring. And you need to get out there and knock on some doors and speak when there's an opportunity to speak. And if not, find their Facebook page, find their Twitter account, and start communicating with these educators, especially with the Big Picture program. I wanted to make a mention that we did do another interview about the Big Picture program. It was episode 715. It was with Karen Monaco from another school system in the Buffalo area, where we're from. Any summary, any comments that you'd love to make about those, you know, those great interviews?
I have to give a lot of credit to my team. So, you know, me being new to Sweet Home, new to Big Picture. This team here has been just absolutely amazing in their development and the building grassroots and just being given a building and not given a ton of direction in terms to of how they were going to build a curriculum. And, you know, they found big picture, they found something innovative and different and outside the box. And they've grown it. They've, you know, planted the seeds, watered the seeds, you know, and just it's amazing to see in just a year what has been accomplished. So, you know, I think for us, it's just kind of keeping on the trajectory of inspiring and helping and assisting and moving forward with this vision.
Well, there's no doubt your team there, these educators really have their heart open for the success of their students. Big picture is an element there, but the industry, I'm speaking to the automotive industry. Now, not everyone's cut out for that. We know that. But if they find someone who wants to work with their hands and turn a wrench or be a technical guru and a computer wizard, because you can do that working on cars. Our educators need to know that. They need to tour your place. You need to knock on the door. You need to look for becoming a mentor to an intern, even if it doesn't blossom into, say, a formal apprenticeship. You said it, Matt. It's about getting the seeds planted, and you'll never know when that opportunity can show for you and to find that intern. So this was great. Tracy, thank you for helping put this whole thing together. It's the 100th episode of Aftermarket Weekly. Of course, we have over 1,000 episodes with all of our different podcast venues. And the first time that son and daughter were on with me, and for a very, very good reason, and just an excellent episode. So thank you both. And be sure, Matt, you thank all the students again. Of course, yourself, Ms. Connors, Nevaeh, Max Steinberg, Katie, Mr. Shepherd, or Shep as they call him, and of course, Mr. Newman. How casual that academy is, and it was great. So thank you both, and thank everybody back over there.
Will do. Thank you, and congrats on episode 100.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.